evening, and welcome to Talkin' Angels Radio Show. I'm your host, Rita Strau.
And with her, as always, the wingman, Michael Gross. Rita, once again, happy to be here.
I'm happy to serve you, Michael. I served him a plate of dinner tonight.
And I was happy to be here. That was delicious, by the way.
I was happy to have you here because nobody else was here to eat, so
well, I was thrilled
to be here. Eating alone, so... Thank you for being here.
A great way to start off our first show of the new year.
And Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you. Happy 2015.
Happy 2015 to everyone who's listening. May it be one filled with much love and positive energy.
Yay.
And it just feels like a great year's happening for everyone.
You know what? This is going to be an amazing year for a lot of people, and I've been getting that sensation from just about everybody I talk to. They're all really expecting great things to happen in 2015, and I can feel it already. It's coming.
You can feel the vibe. You can feel the energy. There's a there's a more positive energy going on. It's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to being a part of the show and helping and being a part of helping. Speaking of the show tonight, helping others to have that success in 2015, to reach their goals, what they're looking to do and accomplish. So
well, and you know what, Michael, I feel like I turned a corner in 2014. I was really enjoying that year because it was an eventful year. It had a lot of really big movement for me spiritually, I think. And so coming to the end of that year, by taking off that month of December and just sort of going inward, I really do feel like I completed something. And that's why, again, I think a lot of people are feeling this too, that 2015 is not just the beginning of a new year, but it's almost like we're right on the threshold of a brand new era, a new way of thinking and feeling. Like suddenly I found these two new spiritual teachers that I like to work with, their recordings. Matt Kahn is one. K-A-H-N.
You mentioned him before, yes.
That Tracy Rosenberg turned me on to.
Yeah.
God bless you, Tracy. And the other one is this Alea Dow, who's going to be on our show next week.
I'm looking forward to that. I know you've mentioned her also.
Her cups of consciousness meditations are just amazing. They're energetic meditations. It's something different than I've ever done before. They're not
really.
They're not so much visualizations. It's calling in energies and working with energies.
Well, I'm looking forward to next week.
You have
that'll
a lot
be
of
very
questions.
Exciting. I'll bet you do. That's so cool.
Yeah. So the teachers that I'm feeling the energy from, that I'm wanting to learn more from, are like at another different level. And even just the looking forward to the year of new classes and new activities, you know, Shalini and I met. We're going to be doing a course of different classes, and we have to iron it all out. But
speaking
it's exciting.
Of that,
and what are you
I
doing?
I have a class. I have started a course, a class called Build Your Inner Team, where, of course, your team, I came up with this acronym, and it's very cool. As a matter of fact, I immediately started writing a book on it, and it's just flowing beautifully.
Yes.
I was telling Bernie about it. It's just beautiful. Where your team is your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your manifestations. And build your inner team, because what I say is with a great team, everything is possible.
That's
or anything
so
is
true.
Possible. And so it's been fascinating. I'm having one. I'll give a cheap plug here. January 19th at the Center in Medford, the Center Life and Balance in Medford, New Jersey. And I'm going to have it the third Monday of every month.
That's great.
So
an ongoing
monthly
class.
And I'm trying to figure it out.
Wonderful.
My belief is that it's going to be each class will be individual, of course, because you want to have people be able to come when they haven't been there to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's going to be a cumulative effect where it's going to really start helping people.
That's so
and
cool.
Myself. It's fantastic. It'll be like a mastermind group. Which is going to really help people build their inner team.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting.
It's very exciting. I've been
Yay.
Having a lot of fun with it, and I'm been really having a lot of fun, and the new year's been fun. Speaking of the new year,
yes.
We had a great time.
we
have to have a Talking Angels party.
A
Talking Angels party where we went to World Cafe Live and saw Gooch in the Motion.
That was an amazing show. And
wasn't
a great
it?
Venue, awesome
great
food.
Great venue, great food, great night.
Easy to get to, easy parking, everything.
How about
was
the
park?
When you said you parked right up front.
That reminds me. Okay, so remember I told you my cat Boots passed away right before Christmas, right? And
yes.
Something happened after that
I'll show him.
When it was extremely sad, and we miss him terribly, but when I was driving, when Chrissy was driving me home from the vet with, and I was holding him, bringing him home to take care of him, I felt this message from him, right, from my cat who just passed, and the message was, I made it easy for you. This is making it easy for you. In other words, he wasn't going to linger and make it hard for me to make a decision. And that has been the word that has stuck in my mind and heart This year is about ease of movement, I think. We're going to find a lot of things are coming to us much easier this year. They're making it, the angels, the guides, they're making everything easier for us this year because the hard work has been done. And even if you're just joining your spiritual journey at this point, things are going to move at a very accelerated pace. I really feel that ease is the word for 2015.
Nice.
Think of
nice.
Everything that you do. Just think, that was easy, or this is going to be easy. This
the
is
staple
an easy
button.
Thing.
This is easy.
I used to have one of them. Remember
yeah,
when we
absolutely.
Worked at corporate?
Yes, I do. This is easy.
I don't know what happened to it.
You know what? That would go under.
Button.
That would. That would go under my thoughts. That would be a thought. You know, this is easy.
This
Boom.
Is easy.
And because. I, that's a great thought.
Easy.
Because, you know,
keep, everything's being made easy this year.
That's
so.
Nice.
And I've been saying, it's weird, like things will happen to me, and I'm like, well, that was easy. And I go, oh, my God, I just said it. It was. Like, just odd things. You go to a store, the line opens up, bing, bang, boom, you're in, you're out. Something that should have taken a while was really easy. You're like, wow,
I
great.
I find the more you can work on your vibration and keep that vibration as it's easy. So, you know, and I don't have to tell you this, Rita.
Yes.
You know, when your vibration is, this is easy,
uh-huh.
things seem to come easy.
Oh, yeah.
When your vibration is, oh, life is tough, things seem to be a lot tougher.
All right, right.
And it's just, it's amazing how one thing, you know, it's the start of a new year, so I'm always questioning with that
mm-hmm.
because it's been, first off, it's been a wonderful sort of the perfect storm of timing where Christmas fell on a Thursday and New Year's fell on a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So you sort of swept right into that like a 2 week period, which was just
right,
no one was
the
really
holidays.
Working. Very easy. Very
there
easy.
You go.
Very easy.
It ushered it in.
And so I think the goal or the game really begins.
Uh-huh.
The game really begins when you hit that bump in the road.
Yeah.
When you hit that bump in the road.
Yeah.
And that's where you really have to check that out. Speaking of that,
uh-huh.
by the way, if you recall, last week.
Okay.
On New Year's Eve,
uh-huh.
I called the show. You were
yes,
doing the show.
You did, yes.
And I called the show, and I thought about that and meditated on that a couple times.
Okay.
Because I said, oh, Reed, I want you to tell me what comes
yeah.
up. And what you said was sort of like an eagle flying over self-imposed mountains.
Yes, yes. Being
and
able to see the other side, what's
able
on
to see
the other
side.
Side
and,
yeah.
and I sort of took it to say, being able to see the easiest pathways, the easiest way to navigate those mountains.
Beautiful. Yes.
And so I want to thank you for that. That was
There's
wonderful.
That word again, the easiest way to get over the
easiest
mountains,
way.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
And especially when you have that
high perspective.
The high perspective from the eagle.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I appreciate you saying
Well, thank you for telling
me
that.
Thank
I
you.
Hope that whoever listens to the show gets something out of it. We hope you do. We know we have some loyal, long-time listeners, and we are so grateful to you guys because, you know what, we can feel the energy, and we know you're out there. We know you're listening.
Appreciate
we
it
really
so much.
Do appreciate it because
yeah.
this show is kind of like me and Mike's opportunity. Well, it's Mike's free pass to eat as much as he wants on Wednesday.
Oh my God! Speak about easy. It's like once. It's like when I was visiting. The reason I wasn't around Christmas time
yeah.
was I was up visiting Providence.
Yes.
And right before, and I go up there whenever my sister goes away, and I hang out with my mom because my mom lives with my sister, so my
right.
sister was going away. But before she went away, they were picking up food, and I was before I got there, and Sandy said, "Hey, Mom, do you know what Mikey? She calls me Mikey. Do you know what Mikey eats?" And he's eating like real healthy now. And my mom goes, "Only when Janet's around." So Wednesday night, it's like coming here, Rita, is like an opening, like an invitation to just like, yeah, baby.
And he does. He walks around and looks. And he's like, oh, what do you have
what
here?
What do you have here?
What's under that thing?
Oh,
what's
my
in
God.
This box?
And
I
that
know.
Box of candy you
box
have
of
is
candy,
immense. It's like, oh, that's
cake,
dangerous.
Cookies. You didn't even find the cookies, I don't think. Oatmeal raisin.
They're my favorite.
Oh, my God. You got to eat them up.
No, I can't.
But, like, Wednesday nights, it's our time to come together and do this, and we've been doing it now for a long time.
5 years or
Four
something.
4 or 5 years, something like that.
I started with you in December.
In December of 2010, so
what's
yeah.
That? It's 4 years.
We're coming into
no,
our fifth
like,
year.
Right. I was going to say, okay.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. It is a long time. We've
it's
been
a lot
doing
of shows.
For a while. That's a lot of shows and a lot of fun and a... And I can't tell you. And
it
I'm
feels
sure the,
so good.
I'm sure people who have been listening for a long time know it also, and I feel as well. The energy, like the change in that time period,
yeah.
and the ease, you want to talk about the ease,
yeah.
how much easier I allow things to be.
Right.
Like nothing, you know, things don't ruffle me anywhere near like they used to.
Yeah, me too. I find that I just have like a resilience now, something that says it's no big deal. Like
this
it just shrugs it off.
And,
yeah.
yeah.
Like there's the sense, I think, and I've come to understand this from my own wisdom that comes to me. There's this sense of eternity, this sense of immortality, this feeling that, you know, obviously this body isn't going to be around forever, but I am. And I know that I, whoever this consciousness is an everlasting, wonderful, amazing being. And so it doesn't feel like I have the same constraints that I used to before I realized that, before I understood that about myself.
I sort of go along with it. And being a guy, I come up with it in a different terminology mm-hmm. that I use. Because I start thinking, well, if I am eternal, which I certainly have come to that understanding and belief right now,
mm-hmm.
then this period of my life, whatever struggles I may have or whatever, even if I struggle my entire life, which let's say my lifespan is 80, 90 years.
Yeah.
In terms of it being me being eternal, I say that's just a hockey season. It's not, you know what I mean? It's 6 months. It's not even a hockey season. You know what I mean? I can get through that.
And then you go up and you train in the off season and you come back
there you
to
go.
The next
and you come back stronger. And you come back stronger. It's funny you say this because
I like that. That's a great
analogy.
Of
troubles and things like that. I have a client I was talking to the other day
who
has a daughter who has come down with some type of cancer. I don't know, non-lymphoma. I'm not exactly sure what. And so we were talking about that, and it's funny because I said to her, you know, it's interesting that I'm having this conversation with you because I just came back from visiting with Bernie Siegel, Dr. Bernie Siegel, who, of course, was an oncologist and wrote the book Love, Medicine, and Miracles and became a big wig on helping people cure their own cancer without medical practices.
Right.
And I said, Bernie, and I was telling him about this person with her daughter having that, and I said, Bernie, it seems strange to me because I said, I'm not sure. I feel weird saying to her, "Hey, you just have to do 1 minute practices, and you'll cure your cancer." And he said, "You'd be surprised how that can help. You know, because the bottom line is, you know, you keep that positive energy going, and nothing. And all of a sudden, like you said, you become very resilient.
Yeah,
you know, you become the Teflon Don.
And
it's
interesting the way you said that because you know it may feel funny, but that is the wisdom that you are channeling. So each of us brings some little nuanced piece of wisdom into each other's lives. And that's, again, why we have to kind of celebrate our uniqueness, who we are. If you have something that you offer to people as your service, and, in fact, our topic tonight is about help, asking for help, receiving help, be willing to offer whatever it is that you have to offer, whether you think it's appropriate or not or good enough or not. That really doesn't matter. If it comes from a place of love and the intention is to offer it in love for someone to take and use to help them in some way, then give it, you know, give it out. Whether it's some silly way of making people laugh or whatever you do, don't ever think that it's not good enough or that it's not enough or it's not appropriate or you wish it was better, you wish it was different. It's yours. You own it. This is what you bring to the table. So offering somebody a couple of little one-minute practices when she's really down, that maybe could be the tipping point for her. Maybe that's the thing that makes her feel better that day.
I'm glad you're saying it because sometimes you feel like what I'm going to offer, you know, I got to come up with something a lot bigger and better and greater. But really, I have found for myself it starts with those little one-minute practices because, you know, too many people, I think, when they get in a situation – are looking for the big answer, the whole thing, whatever the situation is. You know, they have to. Oh, they're trying to lose weight. Oh, just losing a pound or two isn't going to be great. You know, I got to lose 20 pounds. I can't just cut that out. I got to cut everything out.
Yeah.
Or I got to start working out an hour a day, and all of a sudden, you know, they get injured and they're done. Or financially, you got to make the big score.
Right.
But I'm really finding it's the baby steps, and the 1 minute practices are really the baby steps to starting your vibration and getting it really a little
bit
better.
That is so perfect. Yeah. I just had that conversation with someone today. I did a couple of readings today while my team was out cleaning.
Nice.
So it was like a little glimpse of the future that I've been holding in my mind and on my vision board.
That is nice.
I like when I get little tastes like this. It was a taste of that. But this idea that, you know what, when you feel guided to offer healing or support to someone that you know could use it, remember not to get attached to how they receive it or how they're going to take it or what's in it for you, because sometimes we think that we can offer somebody a healing or a gift, and we want them to receive it with gratitude and thanks and be open to receiving it. But sometimes people are not open to receiving, especially if you work in the spiritual world, if you work in, you know, energy healing. There may be somebody in your circle of loved ones that doesn't believe in that, or that thinks it's all hokey pokey stuff, and they don't, you know, they may be would belittle you even, or they're not accepting of it. That doesn't mean you don't offer it. You can still offer it. You may offer it silently. You may offer it in your own way, in energetically offer your healing to someone. People who do Reiki can do distance Reiki. And if the person is not receptive to it, it's okay. You offer it up to their energy field. And I want to ask, when we have our guest, Alaya Dow, on next week, about energy fields, because we are beings that have these fields that connect with one another. And you don't have to interact with the personality of the person you're trying to send healing to. You can just send it out to their energy field, and when they're ready, they can download it. So don't ever get discouraged by feeling that maybe you won't be accepted with what you're offering, especially if you're new to healing, if you're new to any of this, and you're kind of self-conscious about how you'll be received. You know, you're coming out of the closet,
of
maybe
course,
spiritually.
Of course, yeah,
so
yeah.
Remember that your intention is what matters, and it's not about you. It's about you being in service to the divine, and the divine is prompting you. The divine is asking you to be its hands, to be its eyes, to be its heart. So just make yourself available to the divine and let it use you the way it wants to.
It's funny you mentioned that about being a little self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 2014 helped me. I think that was the biggest hurdle I came over.
Right.
Because, you know, I talked to a bunch of businesses. And so it's different when, like I was mentioning my class I'm doing. And it's different when you have a class and people pay and they come to see the class and learn and participate and be a part of it.
Right.
And when you go in to see a business and you're talking to 15 or 20 people, and you know at least a half dozen of them don't want to be there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They were ordered to be there.
They're, you know, this is a business meeting, and you got to be there. And they think what you're talking about is, you know, totally ridiculous.
Laughable.
Right. Like, what are you talking, you know?
Yeah.
And so I learned that message. It was very fascinating because I was talking to a municipality at one time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking half these people do not want to hear what I'm saying. And I was very self-conscious of it. And the one guy I was watching was just sort of, you know, it looked like he was taking notes on what he had to do that day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't paying attention at all. So when I finished and I was like, you know, a little self-conscious. When I was finished, I walk out. And lo and behold, this guy's waiting for me.
Oh, geez.
It turns out he's the chief of police.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I got to tell you, everything you said is, you know, we used to do when I was, you know, a member of a SWAT team. You know, we used to do these types of practices and everything.
Wow.
And I'd love you to come talk to my police station, my police force, because do you know how much a wrongful shooting costs? And he started going into all that. And I was like, you just never know. You're sitting there thinking someone's not paying attention, and they're just listening, you know, and they're fascinated
by it.
That's
an excellent
point. You know, you can't, it's like that old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover.
And you can't presume that you know what somebody's going to think about you when you offer it.
Right, right. You can just offer what you offer best.
Yes.
And that's what's changed for me in 2014. So now when I go in to do these meetings, and you know what's happened because of that is the meetings are a lot better.
Oh, sure. You're more relaxed.
Like I walk in there saying, hey, look, I'm bringing positive energy here, folks. Whether you want to take part in it or not, that's on you.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, there will be positive energy, and you can light your fire with it. You can catch that spark and see what it can do for you.
And even people that worry that they're not doing it right. I mean, there's a lot of spiritual students out there who are learning techniques. They're going to classes, learning IET and Reiki and communication, psychic development. People are taking classes so they can really learn how to be this kind of a person, a healer. So don't ever think that, you know, you're doing it wrong, because it's really not you doing it at all. You're being guided to take classes to expose you to the information so that your mind and your energy field can open up for that particular type of vibrational energy. And then really your guides, angels, and God, if you want to call it that, source energy, is using you, this representation of itself, embodied as you, to deliver the message, to give the messages. So, believe me, it's difficult when you start doing, especially start doing psychic readings or things like that, when you're offering
that. Oh, my God,
that.
I can't even imagine
that. You sit with
that.
A person and you're like, oh, my God, what if I do it wrong? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm making it up? There's so much nervous energy that builds up. And
when you have that nervous energy, it has to be much tougher for you even connect.
It is.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to just relax your body, relax your thinking to the point where you go, you know what? I'm not really doing anything at all. I'm opening myself up to be, I explained this to somebody today, a paintbrush for the divine. You're the paintbrush. They're going to paint the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
You don't have to worry about what the image is going to look like or what colors are going to be used. Just allow yourself to be used to deliver whatever spirit wants to deliver. And believe me, if you follow what you feel guided to do, it's going to be the most fun you've ever done in your life. It's the most fun when you give into that urge and you relax into the flow and let spirit take you for a ride where you're in service to the divine, to humanity, to the sentient beings all over the planet, it is the most fun you'll ever have.
Wow.
You will come away from... I've had people come to classes and stuff and go, this was really fun, or this really... I feel great. I love it at the end when somebody says to me, I came in here, I was feeling really nervous and scared or lousy and bummed or whatever it was.
Right.
And now I feel great.
Yeah,
and
that's a nice feeling.
Then spirit did what it needed to do through us, through this group, through whoever came together that night. So don't let anything stop you from giving your gifts. It's important that you honor that and let it be part of you.
It's interesting you said it, because someone on the website just commented, Tanya, great comment, Tanya. That is exactly right. I had to stop worrying about doing each step perfectly. Now doing this work feels even more wonderful to me.
Yes, Tanya, exactly.
I actually read a blog from someone, and I forget her name exactly, where the title of the blog was, If it's good enough to do, it's good enough to do poorly. And it was a great blog, because her point was, don't worry about it being perfectly, because as a blogger, and I am so guilty of this, you want to make sure your blog is perfect and it's beautiful and it's the greatest message and it hits everyone.
Right.
And so you don't write as often as you should.
Right, because you get hung up on the perfectionism
of
it.
She said, I'm going to write 100. She did like a challenge where she said she'll post 100 days in a row.
Yeah.
And you know, let's face it. She said it's, and what she had said was, and she got it from Jerry Seinfeld actually, who said a comic's job is not to tell good jokes, it's just to tell jokes.
Oh, okay.
And she said, my job was not to write good blogs, it was just to write blogs.
Right.
And because as
who
you write, you're going to keep getting better and better and better.
And who
and
judges
better.
It as good or bad?
And who judges
Everybody's
it?
Everybody's tastes are different.
Well, that's
somebody
true.
May like the style of being just real loosey-goosey and out there. And, you know, not everybody's expecting it to be
And
perfect.
To take Tanya's point, so often many of us in everything we do or anything we do have to be perfectionists at it.
Right.
And therefore, we don't do something. We don't do something because we won't be able to do it perfectly.
Yeah.
And so then you know what they say, the master was a beginner at one time.
That's right. And another thing to think about when you are offering to help someone or to be of service is that it takes the pressure off of you to realize that you're just a conduit. If you can think of yourself, you're not the one. I mean, think of it this way, right? When we are trying to create something, we're using our minds to think up ideas, and we're being creative, and we're putting thoughts together. When you're sitting with someone doing some kind of a healing session, what you're really doing is opening up a sacred space within which spirit can do the heavy lifting. So take the pressure off of you to be the healer and just be available. Be available to hold space, to hold a vibration. Yes, you need some kind of guidance or training on how to conduct it, what's the best way to, welcome someone in, how do you begin, how do you end. There's technicalities around offering someone a service that you feel is professionally done and that is worthy of payment. We all have these, we're all human beings, so we want to be respected and valued, and we want to offer quality. But beyond that, what actually happens during a session or during any kind of conversation, counseling session, whatever you're doing with somebody, whatever's really happening during the meat of that encounter, is being guided by a higher force, both the person receiving and the person giving. And I've often noticed that I receive as well back from the other person. It's almost as if every time I meet with a person, there's something in that for me as well. So I'm receiving while I'm giving, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's just beautiful.
You know, we were talking about this a little bit beforehand, and it's a little bit off topic, but it's on the topic of what we were helping tonight.
Yeah.
Where I said, it was really interesting because this woman had sent me, she dropped off some candy the other day when Janet was home. And Janet said, did you read her card? And I said, I thought it was for you. When I read the card, I realized it was totally for me because I see this woman every once in a while, and I've helped by, her daughter has cancer also. Wow, I guess I see a lot of people who have cancer.
Uh-huh.
I've seen her at the woods where I walk, and so every once in a while she'll text me and say, hey, can you walk my dog tomorrow so she can hang out with her daughter and just relax? And so when I go there, and she, you know, I get back, let's say, and she goes, thank you so much. And I'm like, no, thank you so much for letting me help.
For letting me be of service.
For letting me be of service, because it gets my day started off in such a great way. And it goes back to, like, the first lesson I learned when I set up Be Your Own Wingman, which is fascinating to me, is you want to be your own wingman, be someone else's wingman.
Yes.
Because then you let go of all this stuff that's stopping you from doing what you want to do.
Right.
And you're focusing on someone else.
Right.
And it's
like to help. And I think we all do.
We all like to help.
Everybody likes to pitch in. And we all just, it's like a natural instinct to want to help another person.
As a matter of fact,
it's like you're helping yourself in the process somehow.
Somehow you help yourself.
Somehow by helping
yourself.
Somebody else, you're helping you.
And I think what happens is you sort of get out of your own way when you're doing that, because you don't focus on your own issues anymore. You're focusing on someone else's. And therefore, somehow, you know, it's all about vibration. It's all about vibration. You're now being helpful to someone, so you're sending out a great vibration.
Yes.
And so you're being helpful to just by changing your vibration from being, you know, from being miserable. Let me change that. Lots of times when you're not in a great place, I said being miserable, but when you're not in a great space, you don't want to be helpful. And that vibration you're sending out, like...
You want to be left alone.
You want to be left alone.
You don't want anybody to ask you anything.
Right. So...
And there's times when maybe your energy's low and you really do need to just be... Maybe you need to receive now, you know? Reaching that point where you are willing to accept help or ask for help, when you need it, don't be afraid to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's allowing, and that was kind of the message that came through newsletter.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
That's this angel of giving and receiving, Abigail, came through with a message.
Okay.
She gave me her name at the end. It was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
She signed it like that, Abigail, angel of giving and receiving. I never heard that before, but sometimes
a new angel that
I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I just take what I'm given, but. This idea of giving and receiving, when you are asking for help, it's, again, spirit is prompting you to activate that within you that is requiring aid and assistance for the purpose of allowing another person to be of service to you. If you don't ask for help, then that person is left in the void. They don't have someone to help. You see what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
We need to help one another. And so being the needy one is like a sacrifice.
You allow,
it's actually like a big blessing when you do that.
It's like I say to this woman, thank you for allowing me to help.
Yeah.
It gives me an opportunity to be my best self,
to
be helpful.
Exactly.
Because when we're helpful, we're in a great space. We allow ourselves to get in a great space by being helpful.
Exactly. You want to go to the phone?
I was just going to say, being a guy sometimes, it's difficult to ask for help because we grew up saying, you know, as a young man, you're not supposed to ask for help. But that is a, you know, let's face it, that's a hard thing to get over, and it takes baby steps to do so. So you know what I'd like to do before we even go to the phones? I'd like to ask for help, like ask for our angels for help to help everyone for tonight.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like maybe we can do that, and then we'll go to the phones and allow us to help each other by asking for help from our angels and from Earth angels as well.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's do that. Should we do it for like 30 seconds, or you want to handle that?
How do you want to do it?
Let's.
This just came through you.
This came
so
through
how
me.
How do you
so
want to handle it?
I think how I want to handle it is I'd like to just say to everyone right now, and I'd like to say, let's breathe in. And let's just see if we can connect and ask for help from our guiding angels, or what I call my wingmen. You call it who you want. Thank you for helping me. Please give me the help I need to help myself grow strong this year, to allow me to get out of my own way and to be successful, and to guide me, give me the strength, give me the wisdom, and give me the help necessary to do what I have to do to be able to help you help others.
Thank you
so much.
I'm getting this. Let me just let it come out, okay? Thank you for giving me a platform upon which to stand, to speak to many people, to give the opportunity for helping a name. It is called charity. Charity is not something to be thought of as a needy, needy, needy thing. Needy, needy, needy. No. Charity is a golden blessing. It works in two directions. It works in all directions. It goes from hand to hand, from heart to heart. It offers one another opportunities for growth, for fulfillment, and for sustenance. So require yourself to be of service. If you have not already, ask yourself, how can I be of service? And wait for the response. We angels ask that you only invite us as needed when you wish our help and assistance. We do not wish to be overlords, causing you to overstress yourselves with this task. You understand? Please let it be something natural that comes to you, and to call upon us as needed where you feel you need more support. We thank you for this chance to speak to a wider audience and to invite others into the angelic community and realms. For each of you is an earth angel, and we love you for that. This is peaceful, loving, and kind. Let it roll through your body like a wave. They give it to me like a wave of like an ocean wave, or a roll, or a roll of thunder. Like,
let it
roll through you, this desire to be of assistance, to help, and to let it become part of who you are. But don't stress about it. Don't feel like you have to do anything. And simply call the angels in whenever you feel like you need a little extra assistance, especially when you need to help somebody financially. Someone who's suffering financially, if you feel you do not have the financial means to help them, call upon the angels. Ask them to bless all of you with financial security, abundance, and blessings, and it will come to you. That's all they wanted to say. They just wanted to remind you about that. They say sometimes we think that we don't have the resources so that we can offer it to another, but it may not be what you think. Just open your heart to extend your hand to another and ask, how can I be of assistance to you? Because like you do with the dog walking, it could be something as simple as opening up some time in somebody's day. It doesn't have to be money, okay?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think when you mentioned...
Check on your neighbors, too.
good point. We talked about that before the show.
Check on your neighbors. Especially the elderly who are alone.
Especially in this weather, if you're in the Northeast.
You make a big pot of soup, you make sure you put a little bit in the container and bring it over there.
That's a lovely thought.
Say, I had a little extra beef barley soup, Mr. Frank. How about I come in and we sit and chat for a minute? How's your day going? Spend 10 minutes with somebody, 15 minutes. That would lift somebody's day like you would not believe.
And
it's cold.
It will lift your day as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have found, I can't emphasize
that
it enough.
Find
I'm so
chance.
Glad you're reminding me of this.
Absolutely.
Reminding me to be of service and to help others. Because when you help others, somehow, we just said, you help yourself. You release it's the vibration you release into the atmosphere. And we know the karmic presence. You get back what you put out.
Yeah.
So when you put out that vibration of helping, you get help 10 times the help back to you.
You do.
You know, it's a crazy thing.
All right, Rita.
That was great.
Well, thank you, Michael. I really enjoyed that. I like how you're making this all interactive. We should do this more often.
I like that. Yeah, it was nice. Well, I'm glad to be
not
service.
Us talking all the time. All right, let's go to the phones. We have somebody who's been waiting a long time. Hi, area code 480. Hi, you're on with Rita and Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First time tuning in.
Oh, cool.
Great to have you. Thanks.
What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. And where are you from?
I am from finally warm again, Arizona.
Arizona, nice. Okay, cool. And what can we do for you, Mike?
Well, the topic was absolutely point on for what I needed today, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for adding your energy to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was absolutely well received, so thank you. But what I'm doing right now is I'm kind of going through a career change, so forth, and I'm going in a different direction, and I've been in commercial finance and almost kind of investments, and now I'm thinking maybe a couple different other avenues, I don't know, real estate, maybe financial planning, you know, something. And I keep, like you were saying, ask for help and so forth, because I'm looking for the signs to kind of to guide me.
Okay.
And I was just trying to get some insight on what you all may think.
Okay, cool. All right, let me see if I can get anything from your guides. And while I'm doing that,
while Rita's checking with your guides, I'm going to give you a practice that I do when I'm in this type of situation that has helped me tremendously, and I call it my Chip Kelly after the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles football coach, because at one time he was saying, guys, it'll be obvious. And so what I often say when I'm in the situation you're in and looking for what I call the breadcrumbs, I say, you know what, just let it be obvious. I'm going to let it go, and it will become obvious. And I have found when I'm able to sort of just relax into that, you know, just saying to myself, hey, you know what, don't worry about it, forget it, don't keep stressing over it, just relax into it and let it be obvious. I have found, as a matter of fact, in the last 2 days I've done this both mornings, and it's funny, by noontime someone has called me and in the course of the conversation it sort of became very obvious to me. So I would urge you to try that practice if you could.
Absolutely.
This is weird, and I'll just give you what's coming in. they're saying to stop trying to bake a cake when what you really want are donuts. And I've been asking them, like, what? And it just keeps repeating in my head, so I had to say it. You know, if it repeats, I just have to spit it out. So, but what they're giving me symbolically almost is like it's breaking a larger thing and down into smaller things. So. Feeling like you
can I interrupt you real quick right there?
Yeah, sure.
Because what I was thinking with the real estate would also, you know, kind of look into property management.
Okay.
And I'm kind of new, so I mean 2010 I kind of opened up, then I started doing readings for friends and with my mediumship and stuff like that. So
yeah.
There's even, you know, people are pushing me to kind of put up a website.
Ah, okay.
So there would be little things,
yes,
you know, in regards to what was coming through, that makes sense.
Yeah, and even this idea, the analogy of a cake versus donuts, like, a cake is one big thing, right? And everybody gets a piece of it. Donuts are almost made to be taken by individuals, individually selecting what it is that you like, and there's more individual identity, there's more individual preferences with this side. So I do get the feeling that rather than trying to package yourself as one thing, for a lot of people, it's almost like what you have to offer is so individualized and specialized that people will select you based on their needs. And you may have maybe a career that is varied. I even do see you being able to do multiple things, because it's almost like you are the box of 12 different donuts. And you have different things that you offer to different people. So stop trying to mold yourself into one thing and let yourself have a variety of options. I'm also feeling that estate planning or any kind of work that you can do to help the elderly, not even the elderly, but people who need to get their estate set up, could be a nice little sideline also. They're giving me, like, they're showing me people sitting around a table with everything that they have and trying to get it organized. So to me, that's saying estate planning in some aspect of that, whereas you may be able to pick up from time to time a sale for a financial product to help feed your pipeline, to keep your food on your table while you develop all of these other skills. So they don't want you to stick to one thing. They want you to have a lot of different offerings and a variety. Yeah. Does that make sense?
I mean, that makes perfect sense, because that's kind of, you know, I'm a Gemini, so I'm kind of in, I get bored easily. So if I'm jumping from one thing to another, but it's all collective,
yes.
that might keep the interest going a lot more.
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely a need for you to not be in one focus, to have multiple focuses, to be able to change gears, to even wear like a different set of clothes for each different kind of work, like a couple of different ways of being in the world, and they'll all intermingle, and in some cases you might want to keep something separate, but I've even found that for myself, kind of having a foot in many different doors is a nice way to sort of have everything that you want. That's really what you're looking for. Your heart's looking for variety, and to avoid stagnation, to avoid being pigeonholed into one thing. So try to see how much variety you can add, and I think what you'll notice is that you have income coming from a lot of different sources, and that your interest stays high and you stay motivated to learn new things. So it's good all the way around for you, Mike.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Make sure you
Absolutely.
Keep listening.
Absolutely. I'll check you guys out next time.
Excellent. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoy.
See you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you so much for the tip.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
I loved it, you know?
I don't usually get a lot of financial planners calling.
I know. I could see the cake and I could see the box of donuts. And it was
How
like,
cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
I love when that happens. See, and it's spirit. You just relax. Relax and breathe and say, I'm not doing anything. I'm asking spirit to just show me what they want to show me for Mike. And I'm learning this language. For all of you people who are learning how to do psychic work or spiritual work or any of this stuff, it is like learning a second language or a third language, if you already know two.
Hmm.
It's like a language. You just got to get the hang of it. It's like riding a bike. You'll never lose it. Once you get it, you get it.
Wow.
Your guides will always be with you. They'll never abandon you. They'll never, ever not be there for you when you turn to them. So just relax, okay? All right, go ahead.
I was going to say sort of in my own way, and again, I never quite understand the connecting type of thing, but I'm sure I find the breadcrumbs. Like when I was just saying to Mike, in the past couple of days, I've had a couple decisions to make on certain things, and I was like stressing and going back and forth with different things and conversations, and I finally just said, you know what, this is where I excel. This is, you know, I come up with practices, and I said, and my favorite practice, one of my favorite practices, just allowing it to become obvious. Just
right.
Let it become obvious.
That's a great one.
And it's so funny because I was having a conversation, and this woman said something which was just out of the blue. It was, you know, and I was like, oh, wow, that's really? You think that? Okay. And we weren't talking about this. It was just became obvious, and it was very funny. And
I love when that happens, and you're like, there it is.
And I find when you're...
It validated that.
And I call it my Chip Kelly, if I may jump in as to why.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, because I'm a guy and I love football. But Chip Kelly, for those of you who don't know, is the Philadelphia Eagles coach. And when he first came in and became the Philadelphia Eagles coach, there were two quarterbacks. And every sports reporter, every meeting he had, every press conference, that's all the questions he would get.
Uh-huh.
He would get questions peppering him every time. Well, who's going to be your starting quarterback? Who's going to be your starting quarterback? What do you think about him? Who's leading? It was just every different way of asking the same exact question.
Uh-huh.
And he said, guys, it's April. We're not playing until September. It'll be obvious. It'll be obvious to you. It'll be obvious to me. I don't have to make the decision today. I only have to make it on September 9th or whatever it was.
Right, right.
And so I always remembered that because I think like the sports reporters are like your mind wanting to pepper you with questions all the time.
And wanting to know.
Wanting to know.
Wanting to know the answer. Sometimes it's not time for you to know the answer, so just let it go. Relax.
Just let it go. Relax. It'll come to you.
It'll come.
It'll be obvious.
Divine timing, it will come.
It'll be obvious.
All right, let's go to the next caller. We have area code 559.
Wow, 559.
Hi, you're on with Rita and Mike.
Hello, Rita and Mike. It's Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from California, specifically the Central Valley.
Central Valley. Nice. Well, what can we do for you, Evelyn?
Well, I'm just wondering what the angels have to say in terms of relationships. I'm ready to settle down. I'm 32. I have no children, and I want that. A little too bad, I think. I'm a little obsessive when it comes to that.
Oh,
and, you know,
I understand.
So then it resonated what he said about, you know, maybe some things are not meant to know, be known yet.
Right.
So I was like, well, if I get something great, if I don't, maybe it's not meant for me to know. So.
You know,
Let me see what I can do. And it's funny as you say that, Evelyn. I think of it in terms of, I talk to salesmen and a lot, sales people. And I talked to them about, you know, like you said the same word, maybe you wanted a little too much. And all of a sudden, it just changes your vibration so much that your attitude comes across, like in sales, we'd call it coming across a little desperate. And the client can smell that on you, and you can smell it on yourself, and it's not a great feeling. You know what I mean by that, when you're just you want something so much that it's just you're just not allowing it to breathe almost, or allowing it to happen naturally, and it's a tough situation. I understand because you want it to happen.
Well, okay, I'll have to tell you what I'm seeing, and this is, again, I don't know where this stuff comes from. Sometimes it feels like it comes right from left field, but I'm seeing you pouring pancake batter on a griddle, and I look behind you, and there's a table, and there's a little boy. He's sitting on a chair. His feet are, like, dangling. He's kicking. You know how they swing their feet? And to her back is to me a little girl. And then there is like a dad at the other end of this table. So I'm seeing you preparing a meal with what seems to be like your family behind you.
Nice.
So this may be just a picture of the future, but let me see if they have anything else they want to tell you about a partner or any way this is going to... Are you with anybody now?
No.
You're not at all? Okay. Hang on one second. Angels, anything you want to give Evelyn about relationships and moving forward, wanting a family? Okay, they're giving me the name Brian, or it's a B-R name. Brian, Bryant, something with a B-R at the beginning.
Okay.
This is something that I feel is happening in the background right now. There is and they're giving me he's your standard man. So this may be what you've been envisioning or what you've been asking for is a man who meets a lot of criteria, a set of criteria. He's tall and broad. He's fit. He has a gentle, kind nature with children. He has a profession that he loves, that he puts his heart into, yet he's always available as a family man. He's coming across to me as like the ideal guy.
Yeah, sounds fantastic.
You know what I'm saying? And there's a certain level of you wanting to be in the role of mother that's calling him forth. He's literally being called forth for you. Now, I'm not getting a time frame or anything, but these children that I'm seeing, they look to be, to me, about like 4 and 2 years old. So what I'm seeing is a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. The man has just this pleasant nature about him. He feels very put together, and they're just giving me a sense of you being in a family. So I think this is coming for you. Angels, can you give her anything else about when, where, how, why, who is this person? Tell her to be on the lookout for special persons. Hold on. Oh, it's like a VIP, special presentations. This could be someone who comes in perhaps to your life to do something. For some other reason, like almost like a trainer who comes into your life. It's a special purpose kind of a person. He's coming in for to handle some issue, problem, or even, are you working now?
Yes.
Is it like an office environment?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher? This person feels like a specialist, a special trainer of some kind, as if he would be coming in to teach you and a group of others like you some new skill or to brush up on some skill. He's like a trainer. That's what it feels like. It feels like he's coming in to do for a special purpose, to do specialized training or something. So he's not there all the time. So they're asking you to keep your eyes open for any newcomers who come in to do any kind of specialized training. It may even be a class, perhaps, that you might take. To brush up on something or to become a specialist yourself. But they're definitely giving the word specialized. So just keep your eyes open. He is tall. He's very handsome. He's very nicely built. I feel he's like, he's kind of like, he's not dark, but he's like a light-skinned African man, African-American, or a mix. He feels like a mixed race person because he's got like that kind of nice color. He feels very strong, though. He has like a really nice body, I'll just say it. And he's very fit. He's into physical fitness, and he's an optimist, extremely optimistic. He's a change agent. So just keep your, they're asking you to keep your eyes open for anyone who you feel fits that description, because that could be the person that catches your eye, you catch his eye, and it happens. But I definitely see you with a family.
I want to throw something in there as well, Evelyn. The person Rita just mentioned, or something of that sort, I want you, whenever you see this type of person that you think might be that type of match, and but is not available, let's say they're married to someone else or something, I want you to celebrate the closeness of it, the
yes.
fact that, oh, my God, that this woman has it, I can have that. Do you understand what I mean? I want
yes.
you to celebrate the fact that you're close to it, because, again, I come from the fact that I believe it's everything's about the vibration you're putting out there. And so often, you know, I know with me, I know what I do when
uh-huh.
sometimes when someone has what I want, I'm like covetous of it.
Yes,
And what I learned, and speaking of what I learned in 2014,
yes.
is to celebrate the closeness of it. That,
right.
oh, my good friend just got $1 million or whatever it is, you know, whatever we're talking about. And maybe it would be the same with you, because that just changes your vibration just a little bit and gets you feeling in that right feeling.
That's a great point, Mike, because it is.
Thank
it's
you.
Almost like if that happens, if you see him, if you notice something that it is that's almost exactly like what you want, but it's not available to you, it's that little taste. It's a taste of it,
just
so that you can get
that
the
you
vibration.
Saw that and like, oh yeah, that would be yes. exactly what I'm looking for. That's
yep.
so cool that
it's to show
that
you that it's possible.
It. Right.
It's possible.
Right.
And then you'll believe. And once you believe it's possible, it will come to you. I hope that helps.
Wow.
You. Yeah, I just have to...
No, know. It does. It honestly, I have a big smile on my face. I'm like, yes, I could picture myself with my little kids and stuff. So
oh,
that makes me really happy.
Yeah, you're making pancakes, and they're just he's making them laugh, and you're giggling while you're cooking. It's like just the most perfect family scene.
That is a nice
sound. I'm loving it, watching
you know what?
It.
You know
and it's
what
like
might
a little
be,
snippet. It plays over
I'll
and over.
I'll give you something that might also help with that. Just what exactly Rita just said, I want you to... You know, in the morning and at night, once for 1 minute, just close your eyes and visualize that for 1 minute.
Do it.
And that'll just bring you closer
okay.
to it.
Yep.
Enjoy
it. Believe it's possible.
Enjoy
okay,
enjoy that feeling.
I will definitely do it starting today, actually. And thank you so much.
Thank
oh,
you,
you're
Evelyn.
So welcome,
for making
Evelyn.
Great call. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Many blessings. Right. Bye-bye. Aw, that was sweet. I love that feeling. All right, should we take this one here, 215? All right, let's go. We got 7 minutes left. Okay, 215, you're on with Rita and Mike.
Hi, Rita and Mike, it's Colleen.
Hey, Colleen.
Hi, how you doing?